Chapter 42, Southpaws. For reasons that have so far eluded scientists, people with neurological disorders have shown a marked preference for left-handedness. Schizophrenia and dyslexia have been linked to a higher prevalence, as has the isolation and aloneness of autism first described over 75 years ago. Other seemingly unrelated anomalies would also appear to have a relationship with left-handedness: gender identity disorder, and pedophilia. Why might people affected with these illnesses exhibit more left-handedness than right? Towards the bottom of the brainstem, just beneath the reticular formation, the neuronal pathways switch sides, a phenomenon known as decussation. The purpose for this switch is not understood, but explains why a stroke on the left side of the brain can cause paralysis on the right side of the body, and vice versa. The axons which originate in the left hemisphere of the brain extend down through the brainstem and, just as they reach the spinal cord, cross over to the right side of the body. For someone with a fully functioning brainstem, they might show no preference for handedness, much like animals do. Because humans are tool-based creatures and have constructed a world more suited to right-handed people, and perhaps because of age-old superstitions against left-handedness, it is unsurprising that most children develop a preference for their right. For someone with left brain dysfunction, the right side of their body, their arms and legs, would naturally suffer as a result. They might lack fine motor control or experience a general weakness on that side, but whatever the case, because of the way in which axons switch sides just below the brainstem, it is understandable why children with left brain dysfunction might naturally exhibit a preference for the left side of their body. Interestingly, there seem to be no psychological or behavioral disorders associated with right brain dysfunction or right-handedness. In almost every case, whenever a neurological issue is associated with handedness, it is the left, a phenomenon more often than not tied to deficiencies with the left side of the brain. Is it possible that all of the hypotheses on lateralization and the various roles each side plays were misguided from the very beginning? A wild goose chase that has operated for over a century on the erroneous assumption of hemispheric differences as a cause rather than what they may actually be, an effect of something else. Something seemingly unrelated but directly tied to the apparent long suffering of the left side of the brain. What if the asymmetrical nature of the lymphatic system and the way in which it encompasses most of the body, including the digestive system, what if this design essentially predestines the left side of the brain to sustain the brunt of any environmental neurotoxins that circulate within the body? In animals, the ingestion and injections of metal is essentially zero. There are occasional environmental concerns which could cause a problem, but the lack of brain lateralization in most mammals may be due to the fewer environmental toxins their primal existence affords. In humans, who eat foods coated with ingredients grown in labs and are injected with pharmaceutical products containing neurotoxic metals, the disparity between the two lymphatic systems may show up in the brain before anything else. Indeed, it may be the only place sensitive enough to the assault to alert humans that something is wrong. A chance occurrence may reinforce this hypothesis even further, much further, actually. If you were to take the lymphatic map and, using a digital tool, calculate the coverage of the two halves, you might come up with a ratio that felt somehow familiar. The numbers are not exact, of course, but readings from different lymphatic mappings yield a consistent range. Around 85% of the body is served through the thoracic side, while 15% occupies the lymphatic side. Perhaps coincidentally, perhaps not, these same numbers represent the approximate proportion of right and left-handed people in the world. While this discovery may finally explain why certain neurological conditions like Parkinson's disease originate on the left-hand side of the brain, and why many other conditions are associated with left-handedness, it may also unlock another puzzle regarding Connor syndrome, specifically the difference between autism and Asperger's.